you for asking. Very, very cool. Missed you, but it was a good time. Corp Hoge was there. Here, let me go live. We can actually just talk about this because I think it'll be a cool combo. But we'll see. All right. Hey, Facebook. I'm here with Brian Cade. What's up, Brian? So yeah, like the Mastermind Retreat, we went with, I'm gonna be looking over here, but it's only for the sake of the cameras, Brian, just so that you don't think I'm ignoring you. So cool. Cora Poge was there. I don't know if you're familiar with her, or if you know her. You would probably love her. She's all about flow and dropping into your truth. And so we spent a good amount of time talking about that at our retreat. It was you know, half business, half kind of talking about that stuff, which is how I, in my mind, you know, I think that's what I appreciate the most about events, is that there's like a good balance. And I know it's not my strength, so, but it was good. It was really fun. We had a cool place. We had a cool group of people. Everybody's really positive. And yeah, it was good stuff, man. How was your bachata tournament?
It was awesome. Yeah, so I went out there, did the performance, mm-hmm. and then I got to, I have two coaches out in San Diego, so I took the trip on the East Coast, Virginia Beach. So it's like, went to LA, performed out there, had all the social dancing, and then flew to San Diego, did a pretty intensive coaching session there. Awesome. did some good workout. And San Diego is beautiful right now. It's like, apparently all the rain, it's like actually green.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's tons of rain all over here. It's weird, we moved here and all of a sudden it started raining like crazy. And they said, yeah, never rained here before. And I was like, oh, that's probably my bad. I like to blame Corey Gladwell because he's from Seattle. So, because he moved out here not that long after us. And that's when it really started raining. All right. So, for those of you guys who are watching live, thanks for being here. I'm here with Mr. Brian Cade. Brian Cade is the owner of Cade Fit. He's a personal trainer. He owns a gym. A training studio. I don't know if I would call it a gym. He's also a personal development coach. So, he helps people with motivation. He helps tell people what's going on. So, I started working with Brian a long time ago. So, he's kind of getting to give us a quick little rundown of what I did with him and what he did, really. And I was just lucky enough to be there. And then we'll kind of talk about some of the exciting stuff he's doing pressing forward. So, Brian, thanks for being here, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem, dude. All right, so let's get into some of this, let's get into some of this stuff really quick. So what was your gym and business like before you started working with me? Give us that kind of rundown. Where are you from? All that stuff.
So, from Pennsylvania, now, and moved down to Newport News, Virginia, and it's like decided to open the studio. And I was pretty much trying to figure it all out on my own. Just a lot of Google searches, like what works. And it was a lot of struggling. So, I would have some good months. I went from a smaller studio that was doing about 1500 to 3000 a month. And then I did some of the personal development events in the new studio, which brought the revenue up to like 8000 at one point. So I had a couple $5,000 to $8,000 months. And then it started dropping significantly. So I'm like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Leads aren't coming in regularly. I was like, if I have to walk around and talk to everyone that comes out of Whole Foods or Kroger, I'm gonna do that. And I was like, okay, I'm committed. And so I'm looking at it. And then on Facebook I kept seeing your posts and I'm like, I should check into this. Cause you were talking about something I knew about, but other people would say, oh, that's not possible. You're not able to just generate leads. You can't make it trackable and know that if you spend a certain amount, you'll get that back. Everyone's like, you put money out for marketing and you hope it does something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. No, I was kind of the same way I was the same way when I opened my gym too. I think the cool thing that you did was like, you were actually out there at Whole Foods and doing like, you were kind of like doing something about it. I remember a long time ago, I made a joke of like some guy who was like, and I didn't mean to make light of it, but he was like knocking on doors to get leads, but at least he was doing something. Like a lot of people are just kind of sitting around and they're like, doesn't the world know how great I am? Keep going. So you were watching my stuff and I don't know where you were.
Yeah, so I had scheduled to come in that month was, I think I had like $4,000 or $5,000. And I'm like, if nothing happens, I'm not gonna be able to pay the bills. I'm not gonna be able to pay the rent. And so I was like, well, I talked to you, and I'm like, if I do this, like, I'm betting on your process. Like, I'm betting that this is working. So
I remember that.
I'm like, this is not a comfortable feeling. Like, I'm putting all my trust and faith in you right now. Like, yes. Can you do it? And you're like, yeah, no, you'll make that back in like a week. And
it sounds like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously I'll make that back in a week.
Yeah, and so that's when, like, I turned it on a Thursday, and by like Sunday night I had like 90 leads. Yeah. 90 names, and I don't think I hit the same amount in the week, but it was like $3,000 that week.
Yeah.
So, that month I think I hit 12 or 15,000.
So almost doubled ish.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it kind of got you past that five-figure mark per month. Yeah, the five-figure month is like, it's like a mental block, I feel like. Like, it's like, oh, is it possible to make $10,000 in a month in a business? And then once you hit it, you're like, how did I survive not hitting this before? Like, so,
yeah.
Awesome, man. So, that's great. What else should I be asking you? You know, any recommendations for people who look at me and think, he looks like he's 16. He probably doesn't know anything about personal training.
Be like, they should look at you and be like, he is 16. and he may have learned something in his 16 years of life.
Yes. That's the most positive response I've ever heard to that. That's awesome, dude. Awesome. All right, cool. So that's kind of that deal. Thank you for going through that. I know I've gone through that like two or three times now, so I appreciate it. But here's yet another person who's just doing wonderful for people who think I'm a Nigerian prince. I'm just a prince. So cool. What are you working on now? So yeah, like, your studios are successful. You got all this other sweet stuff you're working on now. What are you doing in your business now? What is kind of the freedom from the gym allowed you to focus more of your energy to?
Yeah, so I've been calling myself a fitness and self-development center for a while now, but until the fitness side was able to like kind of run itself and be managed, I wasn't able to put my attention on what I really enjoy. And so right now I'm actually in the process. One of my trainers, she's awesome. She's taking over the fitness side of the studio. I'm going to mentor her and make sure that everything's like in line and growing. Yeah. But for the most part, she's responsible for that side. And I'm working on creating coaches, coaching people. So I did a 6-week confidence course, created that. I'm starting to launch a podcast. So I've recorded like 3 or 4 interviews already. Cool. That should start at the end of right before April. And then
what's the name of the podcast? Do you have a podcast name yet?
So far it's going to be Cavecast, because the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't decided if I want to like make it along the lines of what I'm actually, the podcast is about, or just align it with Cade Fit and Cade Cast.
Yeah.
So as of now, that's what it is.
Cade's a pretty like, I think it's a pretty unique last name. I don't hear it that often. And it sounds like it's a thing. Like, it's one syllable. It's kind of impactful. So no, I like Cade Cast. I think goes with everything else you're doing. Cade Fit, Cade Cast, you can kind of just brand everything off of it. And I mean, I'm not one to talk with I couldn't think of a name for my show, and so I just put my name and then put TV afterwards, because I don't know, I'm a narcissist, I guess. All right, cool, awesome, dude. What else? So you got your podcast. What's kind of the dream moving forward? What's the big plan here in the coming into? Corey says he likes Cade Cast too. What do you think the big plan is moving into 2017, the rest of the year, or 2018, the future?
Yeah, so I get really excited and have a ton of ideas. So what'll actually happen? I have to dial it in. It's like, make sure the steps are actionable. In April, I want to do a 3-month training program that's like a mastermind, like personal effectiveness training, and coaching program all in one.
Awesome. So I'm together. That's awesome, yeah. Dude.
So excited about that. And then the idea popped up that I should write a book. So
that's amazing. Cool.
May try to write a book this year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those are the main things. I want to create 2 more courses, one on like high performance. So like What are the things that elite performers actually do on a regular basis? Sure. How do they look at life? What practices do they do? Mm-hmm. And what gets in the way from people actually performing at that level on a regular basis?
Awesome, dude. Piece of advice you would give to people, and you can give a couple pieces of people who are like either struggling in their gyms or struggling finding, because it feels like you're really finding your flow and you're more aligned with what you want to do. What pieces of counsel would you give to anybody who's watching this video and they're like, either they're broke, right? They're a broke trainer, or they're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Like, what would, and I know those are two very loaded questions. So we'll start with the trainer one and then we'll do the other one, since I know that's the one you get more excited about anyway.
Yeah, I was like, can we break them down?
Let's break them down. All right, so the trainers, what should they do?
Broke trainers, you can do a lot just by hustling, networking and stuff. Mm-hmm. So start meeting people and telling them what you do. I joined a BNI, a couple of networking groups, and they kept me floating in the beginning. And then the other side of that would be find a mentor or coach, somebody who knows what they're doing, who knows the details of, like, especially online marketing right now. That's where everybody's hanging out, watching stuff. So yeah. Find someone who knows what you're trying to do and learn from them as fast as possible.
Awesome. And so sweet, the good answers. I think I would probably say the same thing. And then the second question was, what if somebody's watching this and they're like, you know what, I'm actually not a trainer. I just like you, Brian, or I tolerate AJ, and I was on here and I don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, I'm feeling a little bit unclear on the direction I should head. I mean, where does somebody like that even start?
So I would ask, it's like, if time and money wasn't an option, like you had as much time and money in the world, where would you choose to spend your time?
Okay.
That'd be one question. Another one was, if you wanted to do anything, whether it's traveling, whether it's a business, whether it's hobbies, whether it's your finances or trips, whatever it is, make a list of all of it. So like people, I even had like people I wanted to meet, like someday talk to Tony Robbins, someday talk to Kyle Cease. I listed all the hobbies. Like, I want to do boxing, jujitsu, qigong. I'm dancing. Yeah. So it's like, you just create this huge picture and you don't have to have like, yes, this is the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be like, well, out of these seven things that I listed, this one feels lightest. This one like resonates most. This one has the highest emotional charge. Start with that one. Try it out and be like, you'll quickly find out. It's like, I love this or I hate it.
Yeah.
And then you just, based off your experience, you don't know where it's going to guide you, what it'll lead you to.
Awesome.
And the final thing on that is, people are really good at what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So make a list of all the things you don't want. You're like, I don't want a place that's cold. I don't want a place where, so for me with training, I love the body, the muscles, like how they work, and I love teaching it. But I don't like running people through programs.
Interesting.
And so I loved getting a client, teaching them, and then I realized, okay, I don't like just watching reps and watching form. Even though I'm good at it, it wasn't what I enjoyed most. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to teach something. It's like, what do I want to teach? So you find what you don't want and then take that out and do the opposite. Or it's like, what would be the opposite of what you don't want? So the example of it's being cold, probably don't move someplace that's in Canada.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, what you don't want, and then do the, like, make a list of the opposite and see what resonates, what feels lightest to you, what sounds most appealing, and then try it out. Like, life's supposed to be experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. No, I love all that advice. It's very top of mind because we just did our retreat. So, like, one of the things we had everybody do, and I'm sure you've already done this, but or something similar, is just write out every goal they've ever had. It's funny that you said that. Like, literally the same exact thing. Every goal. Like, I'm like, stop thinking about, like, just getting out of debt, or, you know, making X, like, another $1,000 or 10xing. Like, That's fine, and it works for a lot of people, but the 10xing entrepreneur is just exhausting to me. Like, I am not, like, how long are you gonna 10x and to what end? Like, I understand growing forever and continuing to push and setting the bar high. I totally do. But, like, why 10xing all the time? I don't know. Maybe it's triggering for me. Maybe because I used to be like that, so I'm triggered by it. So, yeah, anyway. But, yeah, all the goals, the personal ones, too, because they can feel just as, if not more, fulfilling than the business one. So did you have something to add?
Yeah, so we've kind of talked about it before, and it's like you ask yourself, why are you doing whatever it is? And then asking, like, is this a fear-based response or is this coming from, like, a love-based response? Is this positive or negative reasons for doing it? So it's like, if you're trying to grow it 10x something and you're like, I need 20 locations so that I can now feel worthy. And so now you're like, you're feeling, you have that fear that you're not good enough and you're trying to prove it by 10xing it.
Yeah.
It's like, or it's like, do I want to do the 20 locations because I really want to make a difference and have a huge impact and change people's lives? Mm-hmm. If it's the second one, yeah, go for it. If you're trying to prove something, figure out what you're trying to prove, let go of that, and then make your decision based off what you really want or what most aligns.
Dude, 100%, man. And, like, you don't have to wait till you've 10x something to be happy or worthy, to use your exact word, or feel fulfilled. Like, they're two separate things, right? Like, the 10xing of your business is probably a byproduct of you already living in alignment and being happy anyway. So, anyway, that's my thing. Cause I don't know. I see a lot of people setting themselves up for disappointment. That's all. So I would encourage people to take the more Brian K route of just living in fulfillment and happiness and abundance now. And thinking about the big why versus, well, I want a 10x because there's a million books that say 10x. Like, because it sounds sexy, that's why it's on books. which, again, and it works for some people. It's not to knock the methodology in any way, shape, or form. Awesome. All right, Brian. If somebody's like, man, Brian's cool. I want to keep following his stuff. I want to be on CadeCast. I want to listen to that. Where can they find you? What's the best way to get in contact with you, etc.?
If you search Brian Cade or Cade Fit, you'll be able to find the page. You shoot me a message, or you could go to cadefit.com and there's a couple contact forms. So just reach out, say, I think if the form's like based on like trying to reach us and work with us, and it's say you wanted to be on the podcast, just listen. It's like, hey, I heard you're, saw you on with AJ. I want to be on your podcast, whatever it is.
Totally. Awesome. Sweet stuff, dude. And we'll have to do like a follow-up formal. I would love to go through your process of how you launched your podcast. And like, you know, I know it's not officially launched. I know you're mostly done, but I don't like teaching things based on theory. And I'm becoming more and more averse to it. So I would love to see your exact process of how you went through the whole thing. And I think it would be beneficial for anybody watching. So we'll have to have you on in maybe even a month or so here as like a cool follow-up.
All right, sounds good, man. I'd love
awesome,
to do it.
Dude. All right, so thank you for being here one more time. That was Brian Cade. We were doing a case study of how he got 90 leads. There's a full thing on it, too, on YouTube. We can put those links in the comments. And watch out for CadeCast. I'll probably be promoting it. You'll probably see it in an email or something here. So, Brian Cade, thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys next week. I am still jet lagged from 2 hours of travel, so I'm a big baby, so I might just go back to bed. Bye.